Welcome back to another episode of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. My name is Mike, also known as a used book guy on YouTube, along with my friend and fellow full-time reseller, Johnny B. We help people start and grow their reselling businesses from the ground up. We also have a weekly Zoom call and private Discord for all YouTube members. Head on over to youtube.com/usedbookguy to join the channel and gain access to the full-length podcast, Zoom call, and private Discord today. Let's get into this week's episode. What is up, everybody? Welcome into another episode of Reseller's Mindset Podcast. Today's topic is an interesting one. It's kind of like the motivation why we all resell, right? Why do we do this? And I mean, there's millions of resellers out there, and I guarantee you there's probably millions of different reasons why people actually start this business. I'll go first and make it short and sweet. I wanted to make more money and do less work, essentially, because those don't know, I work full-time in retail, CVS as a store manager. It sucked. I was miserable. I hated my life. I barely got to see my wife, my cats, and those are important things to me. So I looked for a way out. Reselling just happened to be that, but you can't just do it. You also need the money. So I fully admit I'm a greedy little bugger. I used to be dead broke, had tons of debt, worked my way out of that debt through reselling, and being financially stable has taken a lot of stress off of my shoulders. When you go from being absolutely broke, worrying about how you're going to be able to cover a vet bill for a cat, or if you got to get a, you know, flat tire repaired, it kind of has changed my mindset completely about life. And I know that sounds cheesy, right? I'm telling everybody, like, I'm a completely changed man now, but it is the truth. Money does cause a lot of stress in your life. And if you take the steps correctly to build a profitable business, you kind of can see the light at the end of the tunnel and start working towards it. That's like the initial reason why I started. I'm going to throw it to Johnny. I'm sure he's got something completely different.
Mine was more a control freak centric as, though as a partner and running my own business, I wanted something where I was in complete control and decided the entire pathway. The problem I had in corporate is in one business, I had business partners. So it wasn't all my say all the time. That was very functional and everything. The chain of command was very structured, worked very well. And then on my marketing business side, I had a very small team there, and we had clients. You're beholden to the clients in that kind of business. And though I liked and enjoyed and made a lot of money with those, I wanted something that was mine, that I could hang my own shingle on and use my business to funnel into other businesses. Would have been possible going the other route? Probably. Would I have had the full time to dedicate it? Not so much. Not with the two businesses I was running side by side each other. And adding a third just wouldn't be possible. There's not enough man hours, unfortunately. Mine was I just wanted complete and utter control for world domination was my reasoning.
What's one of your, I guess you're really, I mean, you are kind of around the being in text group and our group. When somebody tells you their reason for reselling, like, what's one of them that gets you excited about that person? I'll tell you what mine is. Maybe I'll steal yours first. I like when people try to retire, like, their significant other from their job that they don't like, or like maybe a parent or a grandparent. I think that's like my favorite of them all. Like, hey, I want to make as much money as I can so that my husband or my wife don't have to work at a job they don't like, or I can help support my, you know, grandparent who's, you know, Social Security isn't enough money. I like those the most.
What I like is more category based, and that definitely fits into what I'm about to say. It's one of those categories. The category is a purpose driven life that goes beyond you. And in your case, it was your spouse. You want to retire your spouse, or you know what? My kids got leukemia. I need the money. Medical bills be expensive, yo. Or you got cancer. You yourself have cancer. There's no way out. You're going to die, or you need medical treatment. So you need to, if you do die, you need to leave debt free to everybody around you. Those kind of goals, I'm like, damn, that is the best reason. That goes beyond you as the person. I love those reasons that you got into reselling for the, not really the chance, but you got no choice. You got to do it. You got to make it work. And those people tend to be the most motivated people, including the people that want to retire their spouse. It goes beyond them. That's the beautiful reason to resell, in my opinion.
I do think a lot of people, you know, the vast majority of resellers are the types of people we're talking about. Like, they're
Their why is like it's an emotional connection. It's not just, oh, I just want to make money, right? And don't get me wrong, I see it all the time. These crazy, these crazy teenagers, Johnny, like hopping into an OA business and they're just like, I want to make as much money as I can so I can go buy a Lamborghini or something. I ain't got nothing against those people. I just think the majority of resellers, kind of like you said, if you have that important reason, like why you need to get up in the morning and do it, I say it all the time. eBay sellers are the hardest working resellers out there, and you need that motivation, or you're just not going to make it. I mean, if you don't have any motivation to get up in the morning, why are you going to get up?
Right. And another reason I've adapted as I started doing this for myself, other than do what I want to do in the direction I want to do it, is the people that I employ or have work alongside me, either in a contract, well, not really contract, full-time employees or part-time employees. I want to be able to have the ability to change their lives. That they would have been worse going to work at Starbucks than working for me. Whether that's me having a conversation or helping them out. I need to do a house mortgage. How do I do it, Johnny? Have the capability to be able to do that, capacity to help them out, I think is be very rewarding for myself in a selfish way because I like helping people naturally, despite all the yelling I do. I do ultimately like helping people, but I like helping the right people because you know what? I fired a crap ton of people. Those weren't the right people to help.
I think you honestly fire a lot of people behind the scenes in the groups too, right? Like they just don't know it publicly, but like in your book, it's like delete, poof, and they're
Yeah,
gone.
they're off my I don't want to help you, or I'm going to give you the most minimal answer when you ask me directly that I can. But if I see a person that literally asking the right question is literally putting in the work, yeah, I'll give you the full-fledged, here's a pure outline of what you need to do reason versus everybody's free to run their business how they see fit answer.
That's such a cop-out answer, but I love it because I know what it means. So we get back to the idea of you being motivated. You have a why, no matter what it is. We all have a why we do this. It needs to translate into actual work, though, right? At the end of the day, if I want to be able to cover the vet bills, or like I just got brakes and rotors on the 2008 Nissan Altima, cost me $800 out the door. It's like, if I want to be able to pay for this, Johnny, I actually have to go source the products and sell the products to get money coming back into the bank account. I think this is where we kind of get lost. Some of us are so strong. I want to do this because I want to quit my job, or I want to support my significant other. And then we kind of fall flat after that initial motivation of here's why we want to do this. And all of a sudden, like the plane's going down the runway and like the front wheel goes up and then just comes right back down and then plane stops.
Yeah, and I think the motivation of I want to make money or I want to make $100,000 a year. That's the number that's tossed around the most in our industry. And it's like, okay, what are you going to do with it? Like, what's the reason behind it? Wanting to make money for money's sake, one, there's probably easier ways to go about that. Two, you need a bigger motivator. Again, it needs to translate outside of you. You need to be building towards something, putting some abstract what sounds nice for others to hear. I mean, yeah, my goal is to make 100 grand. Yeah, that sounds nice, but what are you gonna do with it? And a lot of people don't have an answer for that, surprisingly. Other than pay off debt or upgrade their quality of life, Lambo style. And it's like, okay, that's a bullshit reason to do this at all. You are kind of on your way to failure. You know what? I don't see those people after a year.
Well, sooner or later, I mean, your debt's going to be paid off. It's just you got to make changes in your lifestyle. And overall, I've been talking about it now for 2 years. Me and Deb trying to buy a house. Every month, money goes into the house fund, right? And I'm not just going to jump into a house just because I'm sitting here telling you guys I want to be in a house. I do. I'm on the third floor. I got to carry thousands of books and CDs and DVDs up and down steps. But you have to make calculated decisions across the board. We're not just going to buy a house just to buy a house. Deb tells me this all the time, Johnny, because I'm on Trulia every night, like where this is going to be the night, and it just doesn't happen. But you keep working towards that. And as long as you see progress for your goals, whatever that may be, and we all should have like immediate goals, right? Like maybe I immediately want to go get new tires or have an emergency fund, right? That's my immediate goal. What's the next one? What's the next one? What's the next one? Plan ahead, because once you get this business rocking and rolling, it you're going to be making more money than you ever have in your life. And if that money don't have somewhere to go, it's just going to burn up. You ain't going to know what happened to it. So be purposeful about, once you start growing this business, what is your plan to do with this? Because now, yeah, like I've never made as much money as I'm making now as the most I've made in my life, right? Like, yeah, it's not a shit ton, but it's a lot more than I was making. So if I was just kind of keep going down the same path, I would literally be nowhere.
All right, I'm going to go on two odds ends of the spectrum here. One, for your part-time people or your hobbyist people, you want extra trip money. Your goal is to do trips. Cool goal. Love it. Go on all the trips you want. So your goal is very achievable. I'd say it's probably the easiest of all goals, and I'm not downgrading that. That's your personal goal, because either you have retirement or pension, probably if your goal is just extra trip money, that's fantastic. You don't have to. And our friends, Hunley and Sam, did an interesting one. Everybody has a different type of mountain they're trying to climb, right? I think that's a perfect analogy, and I'm going to steal it. And I hope they listen to this and hate me for it. I really do. Or what kind of trail do you want to go on? Here, my analogy is better. What? How long is your trail, right? How long do you need to keep on walking to get to where you need to go? And some people's paths are rockier than others, or some people are, there is no trail. I have to make my own. You trailblazer, right? Haha, better analogy. I win. Anyway. Going to the other end of the spectrum where your goal is so high, they are there before they know it. They don't even realize that they're there. If your goal is so out there, because you work harder because it's never enough, right? Those people that it's never enough for, I think get to their goals way faster because it's just so monumentally high. But our business is reselling, right? In my opinion, reselling is enables you to do, because to go off in other things, to do other businesses or other ventures or other investment opportunities, because we always say this all the time, we can't be doing this until we're 90, right? So you have to use your reselling money smartly. So yeah, pay off your bills, do those extra trips you want to do, but then you got to start piling your money into what's the exit? How am I exiting? There's so many different ways to exit, and that's going to be based off the individual and what and how they want to do things. Like me, I want to do stuff you can't buy on the internet. That's sustainable to me because I don't need the internet. E-bomb hits, nothing works. You know what? My doors are still open because of things I've set up to being able to supply the world in case of the apocalypse. So there you go.
Oh my God, dude. Conspiracy theorist. I want to catch Bigfoot as well, Johnny. So get in line. I do think, though, it's important because we get so caught up. I know a lot of resellers work crazy amounts of hours, right? Like way more than I work. And you don't know like when your ticket's going to be pulled, right? Like when you're going to be sitting in front of the pearly gates. And unfortunately, you know, we can't predict these things, and life happens, you know, whether it's you or somebody that's close to you. You know, today could be your last day. Do you want to spend it reselling 16 hours a day? No, like, I mean, I know Johnny will get flack, and I get flack about talking about not wanting to do this when we're, you know, of retirement age. But I honestly think you got to enjoy life, and you got to have a plan to enjoy life. So why not bust our ass today? So when the time comes and me and Johnny are so old, we just keep repeating ourselves on the podcast, and like, you know, we got like one listener, and it's like, you know, it's our great grandcats, and like that's the extent of it. I think we have to start using today to better ourselves in the future when it comes to reselling.
And I know it's easy to say, but we're working for a better tomorrow, right? We really are. But we don't, sometimes tomorrow comes sooner than later. Because as you said, eBay, Amazon can issue us pink slips, right? We aren't in control of our business. And again, that goes back to my earlier point. I'm a control freak. I want complete control. So that's why I got to use this to funnel out to other avenues I want to go. But what if your ticket gets punched too early and you've thought about these things that, hey, I'll invest in my online portfolio, or I'll venture into other avenues that I don't need eBay and Amazon for, or hey, I'm just buying bars of gold, putting it in my safe. Sure. If you don't ever start when those inevitabilities come, or you get a chronic disease like Huntington's, you aren't prepared. Be prepared. Start today. Start thinking about it. Just put all your crazy what you could do ideas and just start. Okay, once you got your idea list, start doing your due diligence, research this stuff, and make the right decision for you. And I'm never ever going to give somebody financial advice unless his name Mike. But anyway,
I
make it
think
for
a,
you.
yeah. And another thing is, We're not telling you to be miserable today, right?
No.
Like, me and Johnny aren't miserable. I mean, I don't know about Johnny, but I'm not. I'm the furthest thing from miserable, right? Like, and I do enjoy the fruits of my labor, they say, right? Like, if I want to, go do this or pay for my breaks or like, it does, I don't have to think twice about going to look at my bank account, seeing if there's money there. Or if me and Deb want to go out to eat, or we want to go here, we want to go there, we can get this, we can get that. You have to enjoy while you're in it. You got to enjoy yourself while you're making progress towards your goal, or you're not going to do it, right? Because if me and Johnny are sitting here telling you, oh, work 80 hours, we're not telling you to work 80 hours a week today so you can have off, in 10 years. We're saying refine your business today, enjoy what you're doing today, but always have that plan that you're not going to be always doing this, because at the end of the day, everybody wants to retire, right? Like, sure, reselling's fun, selling the crap we sell is fun. But like, if I had, I mean, anybody out there listening to this, if I said, hey, here's enough money so you don't have to do this no more, like, there's no point continuing to do it. Go enjoy life, plant a garden, travel the world, do something else. And if you don't enjoy yourself in the moment, you're not going to do it. You're not going to sit with reselling if it's a grind, right? And that's what it turns into. So then your why really doesn't mean nothing because you're miserable all day. Who cares what your why is? If I got to get up at 6 a.m. and be a miserable person and go list stuff on eBay that's not going to sell, then it don't matter what your why is.
Right. And like for myself, I love business and I love pumping hours into this. I truly do. It's not work to me. It doesn't feel like work. The only time it really feels like work is when I'm moving books from point A to point B. And it's a lot of books I'm moving from point A to point B. That's the only part that really feels like work to me, or boxes at least. Everything else is enjoyable to me. And if you're not that person, that's fine. But figure out your plan. And here, have a visual. I like marker boards. Some of you may like chalkboards. Some of you may like, I don't know, paper and sticky notes. But put it in your face. Look at it constantly as a reminder. This is why I'm doing this. We're more than 5 minutes in. Bullshit. Because it is bullshit. We do a lot of bullshit
Yeah,
every day.
it's true. I think you should just have a picture of me as your why. Maybe you can doodle me back there on your whiteboard so it can be seen for those watching over on YouTube. But you're right, though. Sometimes you need a reminder of why, right? Like, especially if you have a crappy day. We've all been there. Things don't go your way. You don't find anything at the thrift store. You got to go pick up 1,000 pounds of books. It's 150 degrees outside. You need to be motivated, because if you ain't, the job ain't getting done, or you're not going to the next thrift store. And I talk about it all the time in my videos. Like, when I run my thrifting routes, we start at the furthest thrift store, because if you go to that first one, there ain't nothing, dude. That's it. Your day's chalk.
I
You're
love
not
that.
going.
I'm the same way. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do the crappiest task first. Whatever it is, I don't want to do it. I'm gonna get it out of the way first. And then the easiest toward by the end of the day, because to me, and I guess to you as well, getting that out of the way makes the rest of the day so much more enjoyable. If you wait till the very end, it's like doing your homework, right? Or cramming for an exam. It's exactly the same way. If you just did it when it was assigned or when you found out it's coming up, instead of chewing the all-night cram session and staying up to like 4 in the morning with Red Bull and coffee, you're just a glutton for punishment, honestly.
Another thing you have to realize is, as you're going along, right? Listen, if you don't think me and Johnny have been down in the dumps, you're dead wrong. Me and Johnny have conversations weekly basis about what we got going on. And some weeks suck for us, some weeks, suck for me, suck for him. So we're not sitting here telling you like we're the most bubbliest, amazing, happy, jolliest resellers out there. We deal with the same thing everybody else deals with. It's just a matter of, we see past it, right? Like, and it is important to have somebody or a community around you, so when you are in the dumps, somebody can lift you up, right? That's why we try to stay away from all the nonsense, whiny, crying, reselling is this is the end type material, because you can easily get sucked down that rabbit hole, especially in the world of social media. Everybody's got every platform. The most popular stuff is usually the negative stuff, and it can easily pull you down. So don't think me and Johnny are like always like the jolliest resellers out there. I'll tell you right now, like, I tried to, for those who don't know, me and Johnny had a bet who could have more in sales in July. And if I won, Johnny would have had to shave that beard on his face, and I lost. And I honestly, I took 4 or 5 days off this week just to kind of recharge my batteries. And I still sent some stuff out. I went to the thrift store. I did some shopping for clothes because I lost too much weight. So now, like, none of my cool clothes fit me anymore. So I'm a cheapo. So I go to the thrift store. Right? I'm just not buying myself at the thrift store. I don't care. And I guess that the moral of the story is, like, you're not always going to be able to go on 1,000%. Like, I know that's what you see, right? You see the videos. And Deb even tells me this all the time when I'm watching a video and I'm like, I got to go do work because I don't feel like I'm working. Because look, this person's working right here on the screen. That is not the reality of reselling. You're not always going to be out there hustling and busting. You need days off. I don't care if Johnny tells you he works 7 days every day, open to close. That's A-okay for him. He's got that figured out. But to the average reseller like myself, I'm here to tell you need days off. We even plan this podcast now that me and Johnny have a weekend off from recording the podcast. So we plan ahead. Planning ahead. We've kind of been talking about this the whole time. What's your future? What's your why? Planning ahead. What do you want it to look like? If you start doing that within your business, then you can have time off. Then you can go on the vacation. I think it'd be cool to go on a vacation, like just, and it's all paid for. You just show up. I already paid all my cash and everything. So I just keep feeding me, keep, giving me the booze, whatever we got going on the cruise, on whatever kind of vacation you want. Like that's motivating. And I don't knock anybody's. We got a lot of part-timers. You kind of hit on it. The part-timers, they can have the craziest whys, right? Like we always mess around. We got Tommy Boy, University of Michigan alumni. Like we always just say he donates his money to the University of Michigan. And who knows? He might, right? Like he might just donate all of his money to the college, but your why can be anything as long as it motivates you to get out there and get results.
And don't worry, the beard stud still up for grabs. I got two other bets of two other people. I'm probably gonna lose both of those, to be honest. But I love that. If me shaving is your motivator to work your business harder, fine, so be it. I'll shave for you. But I think that's in a healthy way. You need something to drive you a bit more than just doing the day to day. Whether it's a friendly bet with a colleague, like I've done with apparently three people, and I'm one for three so far. We'll see if that holds. Doubtful. But I think friendly competition's healthy because last month was one of your better months, yeah, because you were semi-motivated. I mean, you were gonna do the work anyway, but maybe you did a couple extra boxes. But it paid off.
Debbie even told me when I said I'm taking the rest of this week off. She said, "That's because you lost to Johnny." I'm like, "Yeah, you're probably right. He crushed my soul into oblivion. So I was forced to take 4 or 5 days off, and they really weren't days off, right? I still packed a box every single day. I didn't go thrifting. I had inventory here to send out, so they weren't full blown days off. But like, you gotta focus on today to get to your future. If you're miserable today, the future ain't is never going to exist. If you're just the person that's miserable today, you're never going to get to those end goals because you're not going to last, right? If you hate what you do, if Johnny hates sitting in that chair and doing this podcast, there's no way we'd be at 90 something episodes today, right? Like if we didn't enjoy doing this, it wouldn't exist.
Right.
Sure, it would exist for a little bit, and I think this is what happens with a lot of people is they start something. You see a lot of it with YouTube and resellers on YouTube. You'll see a new like reseller, you'll start watching their videos and then they kind of fall off the platform. The people that stick around are the ones that enjoy it, right? I'll be the one to tell you. You don't make no money reselling on YouTube. You think, I make any type of money, I make 150 bucks in ad revenue a month on YouTube? Like I pay my editor more than that. So if this wasn't something, if I wasn't motivated to help other people and like see the results I got and the situation I got out of and want to see other people do the same, this whole thing would not exist. There wouldn't even be a chance of doubt because there ain't no money in it, right? Like maybe if I wind up with 1 million subscribers 1,000 years from now, I'll make some type of money. But today, my motivation is helping other people. That's why we have the group. That's why it's only $2.99. I know I should raise the price, whatever, shameless plug.
Yeah, you should.
But it should be, if I don't have the motivating factor of helping somebody else get out of a situation, my YouTube channel doesn't exist. This podcast doesn't exist. This group doesn't exist. Johnny, as a person in my life, doesn't even exist.
I'll exist just without you.
Yeah,
I
you're
don't
pretty.
hit just because you do.
It's like snap my fingers like Thanos and you're gone. You just turn the dust away. But I mean, if you think about it, right? Like that's the motivating factor for this YouTube channel, for this podcast, is to help other people. If we didn't enjoy helping other people, then we won't waste our time. If me or you were miserable doing this, we wouldn't do it. It's a
I make
simple
more
fact.
money by not helping people.
There you go.
Truth be told, I just work more.
It's the truth. Like you, if we think about, I know for a fact, right? Like I spend a lot of time. I know you spend a lot of time in the groups helping people. We got our weekly calls every single week. Like even with the YouTube memberships, it's I would 100% make more money if I just fell off the face of the earth and just focus solely on reselling. One, there's not a single instance out of 100 instances in the Marvel universe of different dimensions where Mike makes more money on YouTube than he does reselling. It doesn't exist. Like it just doesn't exist, right? So we're here to help. That's our motivating cause. It's not even monetary. We just want to help people because we see the power of having a business, the power of having a little bit of money in your pocket, especially if you haven't, ever came from any type of money. I think about the days like $700 for breaks, dude. Like there ain't it's gonna take me months to try to find $700, right? And now it's in the bank account, and that's my motivation. I'm not money hungry, but I enjoy having enough money to where I'm not going balder faster than I already am because I ain't got no money.
So I want to touch on something you briefly mentioned or semi alluded to. So after the month was over, you were kind of defeated and or exhausted from the efforts you put in, and you fell a little short. You were really close to me, to be fair. But extrapolating this to anybody's goal, when you didn't meet your goal, whatever it was, or you fell short, rather than giving up, and I didn't say you gave up, but just to the person thinking about giving up, you need to ask yourself, what caused me not to reach my goal? What was the inevitability of why? Or maybe you saw it early on and you didn't make the adjustments. And I think that's it. What adjustments do you need to make in your business to make sure you hit your goal next time? And I'm going to give everybody a lesson I very much learned in grade school that I still apply today, and it works pretty much every single time. There's six basic questions you need to ask for most decisions, and it's who, what, where, why, when, how, and to what extent. And I'll give an example. The order of the questions kind of matters depending on what solution you're trying to solve. Like, how am I going to afford a trip? So who am I going with? If it's just you, it's you. What am I going to do on this trip? That'll help you assign the numerical dollars that you need to raise. Where am I going? Why am I going? Maybe you just need some mental recuperation. When am I going? How am I going to get there? Am I going by plane, bus? Why am I walking? And to what extent? How long am I going to be doing the trip for? So I'm going to reapply this to reselling. Let's say I need a new source because my source dried up. So who do I need? So list all the things of the people you could contact. What are the things I need to require if you're multifaceted business? I need Easton Press books. I don't just need books. I need particular kinds of books. Where am I going to get them from? Well, that kind of stems from who. Why am I needing this? I want to improve my ASP. When do I need to have, when am I going to start this? Am I starting tomorrow? Am I starting now? Am I starting next month? How am I going to do all this? Do I have enough money? It is how I'm going to do this. And how long am I going to do this for? Am I going to give it a year? Am I going to give it a month? Am I going to give it 2 weeks? So it really applies to anything. And again, depending on your question, you need to relabel those six questions or the problem you're trying to solve. That has served me well in life, and I learned this crap in middle school, and I just kept that one with me.
Yeah, I agree. And just because you don't beat Johnny in a month of sales, like, am I salty? Of course I'm salty. It's me and Johnny, right? We bullshit all the time. Like, I'm gonna be salty about it. But like, at the end of the day, Johnny had a lot of advantages. All right, like, he had the employee help him get to, pumping these crazy numbers into Amazon. Even though he is solo now, maybe we revisit this in 5 years after he's been doing this by himself for 5 years, like I have. We'll go from he'll still probably
No,
be.
there was a brief time. I've seen Devin video. She helps you out from time to time, or
That was
she
like 4 years ago, dude. Them days are long gone.
There's video evidence, sir.
I do think though, you gotta understand what your goals are, how you're going to get there. You can't just be like, "Well, I want to be a millionaire." Well, how do you plan on even getting close to that? And baby steps, even if you don't hit those goals, as long as there's progress, and progress just isn't financial. I think that's kind of the biggest misconception in reselling is like, you always have to be growing your business. You always have to be making more money. I like the idea of maintaining the money I make and getting my time back more than the idea of always making more money, because time is our most valuable asset. I know you resellers don't care about time. You just like sitting in your smelly basements all day. Fair enough. Not me. I enjoy being outside, long walks on the beach that I don't have in central Pennsylvania in the park, going to the movies and doing things like that. And it's not all about money in life. You get your stress levels, your kind of quality of life outside of reselling has to exist as well. Now, there's definitely something to be said if you're going to just go in and bust your ass like Johnny has with Amazon this year. Just, all right, my life's going to suck for the next 12 months. But after that, then I can start looking at refining different things because the money's going to be coming in, and then I could start making bigger decisions for my business. But you have to take into consideration your mental health, the stress levels you have at home. Me and Johnny talk about it all the time. We're just two dudes. I got a wife and cats. Like, we really don't have these crazy obligations that a lot of you had. Kids, taking care of other family members, all kinds of situations that are, much more stressful than we have. And I think to myself, like, yeah, the money's good, but I guarantee you people in those situations will give any amount of money in the world just to not have to worry about X, Y, and Z, or not have to worry about this certain thing that's kind of weighing on them heavily. So the money can be motivating, but realize your happiness, your mental health has to be forefront always.
No, I 100% agree in that. I'm gonna throw something out there to maybe have people think about money slightly differently. And for those that hate analogies, go ahead and end the podcast now. So money to me is a tool in the toolbox, and there's different piles of money that are different tools. Some tools I use every day, like the phone bill. That's a tool I use every day. So money's allocated there. It's kind of my go-to. I use it for a lot of things. Now, my Netflix tool. That ain't so useful. It kind of just sits there. I never really pull it out of the toolbox. Maybe I can get rid of it and reassign that tool's money somewhere else to some other pile. But if money's just a tool to you for a vehicle, it's not just some number in your bank account. It's not just some number in your wallet. These are abstractions to what is the money going to be used for? What kind of tools do I need the money for? And if you assemble the best tool in your personal toolbox, I think you'll be very, very well off than you just throwing weird stuff. I don't know what this does, but it's in the toolbox. I have it for just 'cause. I'm talking about cutting expenses. I'm talking about reevaluating where you're investing your money in personally, your personal investments, and where you're reinvesting your money in for your business. And what kind of new tools are you thinking about putting in your toolbox? But maybe you need these other tools to get that super tool that does everything, right? So there's the end of the analogy, and the people are already told to leave. You're not going to hear this, but you can come back now.
Is this where you sell us like a timeshare or like some crypto coin you just came up with? Because that's what I
No,
feel
dude,
like.
having been listening, I'm selling you a goddamn toolbox.
I'm just saying, I'm
59.99.
ready to buy, Johnny. You put your Cash App. I'm sending you money right now. I'm gonna be the first
A
investor.
reseller toolbox. Just gonna slap a sticker I got from China on there.
I guess that we have to have a disclaimer here as well that if you resell not to make money, then unfortunately this podcast for you isn't for you. Because at the end of the day, we talk about it all the time, right? Like, I'm the used book guy, but like, our group isn't about collecting books. We're about having a profitable business using the carrier of media, books, CDs, DVDs, everything else to have a profitable business. And I think this idea that, oh, reselling's just fun and hanky panky and I'm going to lose money. Like, who resells to lose money or even come close to breaking even? Sure, there might be people out there on the internet that are going to put in the comments, like, hey, I'm reselling and I just have a fun time. It keeps me active. Well, if you're losing money, you can just go for a walk and be active instead of reselling and spending money, right? Like, so like it doesn't even make sense. I'll never understand that argument. I do agree, right? You got to stay active. We got a lot of people that are retired. It keeps them on their feet, but they also like the little kickbacks of money that come in so they can, go to the casino, spin some penny slots, buy a slice of pizza while you're at the casino, maybe even a large fountain drink, and it's through reselling. So you got to make money in the business. If not, you're long gone.
Right. And what I kind of find somewhat infuriating, I stay off social media mostly these days, but I do see it in the groups from time to time. Hey, look at this cool thing I got. I only spent a dollar. And then I'm thinking to myself, I know this individual. I know they make no money because of the way they run their business. So what? that you found this thing for a dollar, it's worth 500, but I know your expenses are 10K a month. That thing is a drop in the bucket. If unless you can find a whole trash bag more of those things, you're SOL. You're going to go out of business. It infuriates me. The Flash game, I don't get. Now, am I saying I don't list something cool from time to time? No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying the people who do that and do it a lot, the people I find that don't make any money, they post that stuff a lot. And it's like, why?
Because it's
Everybody knows
cool,
you're making
dude.
no money.
No, see, you don't get it. Reselling is hip,
It
trendy, and cool nowadays.
is trendy and it is hip and cool. Why, Mike? Why?
Because you go to a thrift store and you spend a dollar and you can find the iPhone that you can sell for 500, and then you can tell this story every year around the Thanksgiving dinner table about how that one time you found the iPhone for a dollar and it was worth 500. That is the hip coolness of it. And you, as a boomer businessman who's only about business, you could care less because you see past that one idol.
Right. And also I've noticed this is a thing that's happening now. It's not only resellers doing this. They're starting to shop at Goodwill and whatever now. And they're like, hey, I got this for a dollar. Instagram click. They have no intent of reselling this thing. It's going in their personal collection. They aren't resellers doing it now. Now we have the resellers doing it. Now we have, I don't even know what the new generation of kids is called these days. We're just calling them kids are doing it too.
But hey, if the kids got a why, me and Deb, the day we went to thrift new clothes for ourselves, we got there like 5 minutes after open. Two kids, probably late teens, early 20s, got in right after us. They ran straight back to the clothes. Deb said, "Oh, I bet they're reselling. They got, vintage t-shirts on." Don't you know? They went back there flipping through the clothes. Like it's a whole different breed out there now. And hey, it don't matter if you're 80 years old or if you're 18 years old. If you got a why and you're motivated, you can run this thing out pretty fast.
Absolutely, man. And why are you doing this? That's the question of the day, right? That's the whole theme of our podcast. And again, I think the people really going to make it, the why transcends themselves, or their goals are bigger than they are. Like the goal doesn't need to be a surrounding individual or you affected personally. Well, you are affected personally, not having a spouse or a disease or something. But your goals and aspirations are so high, that is the purpose that transcends yourself. If the goal is just to make the bank account go up, I mean, that's great and all, but what's your exit strategy for? That needs to be the goal. Like, why are you doing this in the first place? Is it to ha take a long vacation, never work a day in your life, and go on vacation 5 times a year? Okay, that really is the goal. The number or the tool, that's the means to get there, and how you get there and make more money. That's what makes you a business.
I know we come off sitting here saying, hey, you need money to get to these whys, right? Most of our whys are motivated financially. And I know it's like, well, you only care about money. Well, I already told you that your mental health is the most important thing, right? If your physical and mental health doesn't exist, like then, we were talking about one day you could be here, next day you could be gone. So like money can be the motivating factor, but you also have to account for yourself. What you have going on, how you're feeling about doing this business. If you don't enjoy it, go do something you enjoy. I tell people all the time, like, if you don't enjoy what you're doing, there's no point doing it. I'm not going to do something that makes me miserable every day. Even more than one day a week, I'm not going to do it if it's going to make me miserable. But some people get enjoyment out of different things, right? Like, I'm sure that I always say, even when the guys come around and collect the trash, I'm like, that's a crappy job, but maybe that guy enjoys the workout and throwing the bags of trash into the back of the truck and making $25 an hour, and he's A-okay with that. It's different for everybody.
I read an article, I believe it was Forbes one time, second generation Latin American family. They had five children. Their goal was to send all five children to Harvard Law. Mom and dad didn't work any great jobs. In fact, they had multiple jobs. The kids would come home, they do all their homework and study and or read. Once a week, they would watch an episode of Star Trek. That was their social life. All five kids went to Harvard. They didn't have a car. They had bikes, all of them. They didn't, they threw away the car expenses just to go there. Most of them got full scholarships or partial scholarships. They made it work because they had a goal that was beyond them. It was for the entirety of their family. All kids graduated and they're doctors and lawyers now, making bukus of money. And guess what? They're taking care of their mom and dad. And that's a beautiful thing. Again, it transcends yourself.
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up here. My final sentence of this podcast, besides thank you all for listening and watching over in the YouTube realm, is if there is a will, there is a way. No matter what the business is, you can get it done. And we will speak to you all in next week's episode.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. Today's full episode and all previous episodes are available to all YouTube members, along with the weekly Zoom call and private Discord. Head on over to youtube.com/theusedbookguy and consider joining for as little as $2.99 a month.